Let's get off the legs and get back to football, because joining us here at the head table, Ed Wolfies, and we'd love you to join us as well, Rob Duray, the head coach of the Vermilion Sailors. Vermilion going into a new league this year. Their nomadic existence comes to an end this fall. Boy, the schedule they have played the past couple of years. Every week I would call Rob for the forecast show and go, what three-hour bus ride are you taking this year? Or this week, excuse me. But a new league, Sandusky Bay Conference, and obviously I would think that lends a lot of excitement to the Vermilion Sailor football program. Rob, great to have you on. Your thoughts on that?
You know, first of all, you know, thanks for having me. You know, it's a pleasure to be here. When we talk about, you know, our 2016 season and heading to the SBC, you know, it's good to have a home.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I took over 4 years ago, and we were in the West Shore Conference. Then we went from the West Shore Conference to independent for 2 years.
Ooh.
Then last year we played in the Greater Cleveland Conference, which I think I called the Parma School Conference, but the Parma Schools and EC, obviously a little closer to home, which was good. So I travel out to Ontario, et cetera. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, our administration has done a great job in trying to get us into a conference that makes sense, you know, both geographically, you know, and competitively. And, you know, it's a humbling experience for us. The SBC is just, you know, a conference, great conference, great football schools, very rich, you know, in history, rich history and tradition with the SBC. It's an absolute honor, you know, for us to be part of it. We look forward to playing in it for many years to come.
Well, let's talk about your football team. We know what conference you're now going to be in. Talk about your 2016 team. What are your expectations with this group,
you know,
Rob?
When you look at the 2016 Sailors, you know, we graduated 14 kids last year. So we had 14 seniors last year, and every senior really played a viable role offensively, defensively, and or special teams. So, you know, going into the season, we're going to be very young and inexperienced. We only have four seniors right now on the team. We're going to have to rely heavily, you know, on our sophomore and junior classes to carry the load for us offensively and defensively, and also special teams.
Rob?
Going into this year, are the kids, is there a renewed enthusiasm with them now that they realize they, and I don't want to say you didn't have anything to play for, because obviously you do, but when you join a league and now it's official, do you get a sense of excitement from them that they now know that they can play for a conference title?
You know, I think it's exciting, obviously, just for our program, for our school in general. You know, last so many years, take nothing away from our kids. You know, we look at not playing for something. Well, you know what? Our kids in the past played for something. You know, we played to win, and we played, obviously, to, you know, put our best foot forward all the time. What we couldn't play for was, obviously, conference championships as well as individual accolades that went with the conferences, you know, all conference honors, et cetera. So, you know, it's great to be able to strive for those. Obviously, team first no matter what. But at the end of the day, you know, we set our team goals for our kids, but obviously kids also will have their personal goals that they strive to accomplish. And it's obviously our job to, as a coaching staff, to help those kids accomplish those individual goals. And obviously some of our kids have set out goals to be all conference, especially some of our juniors and kids that have played with no conference the last couple of years. So I would definitely say there's a renewed, you know, energy. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, our kids are there and they're going to do the best they can.
I've seen your non-conference games. You still have Clearview and Firelands. How important is going to be keeping those Lorain County teams in your non-conference going forward?
You know, as we look forward, and our schedule has been set for the next, I think it's about 2019 or so, we will always have Firelands until hell freezes over.
You better.
So we're always going to have Firelands no matter what, and that's obviously our rival game. And then with those two other independent schedules, yes, this year is Clearview and Fairview. However, this year will be the last year that we play Clearview and Fairview. Next year we go to Oberlin and Brookside. So we're staying within Lorain County to a point, which makes sense for us to play those schools. It's great competition, and obviously the pack, you know, it's a good fit for us to be playing those schools.
Again, we're talking with Rob Duray, head coach of Vermilion, as they move into the Sandusky Bay Conference this fall. Sailors coming off a 4-6 campaign. Rob, you mentioned a pretty young group, not a lot of seniors on this team, but who needs to step up? Who will be some leaders for your football team this year?
You know, we're going to be very young at most skill positions. Right now, when we look at the offensive side of the ball, Seth Hurd is going to be a sophomore, and right now he's our starting quarterback. There's a competition behind him. Addison Painter, who also is a sophomore, is doing a great job as well. Right now, Seth's our number one, and he's just done a great job, and he's a great leader. And we're going to have to look to Seth as a sophomore to step up, be ready for Friday nights, and lead our offense. Skill positions offensively, we're looking at Jonah File. He's a sophomore. Eli Balick's a junior receiver. Kane Zanoni is a returning running back for us. He has started for us for the last 2 years since he was a freshman, so now he's going to be a junior. He'll carry the load for us running the football with the help of a senior named Zach Anderson. Zach transferred in from Open Door last year, and he didn't get much of a varsity look last year. However, in the offseason, he packed on about 30 pounds, increased his speed and track, and he's one of our biggest and fastest skill kids we have. So right now he's sharing carries with Kane. And then, you know, other receivers we're looking at is Trevor Boyd, who is a junior, Luke Penna, who's a sophomore, and Davis McDaniel, another slot for us, sophomore as well. You know, then our tight ends, we're looking at senior Caleb Kasky and junior Ethan Habermill. So obviously one thing that stands out is sophomore, sophomore, sophomore.
And I was just going to say, when you have a young team like that, Coach, I would imagine that puts even more emphasis on your scrimmages. Hey, we got to find out how these guys react. They're going to get hit at the varsity level. How have they responded? What have you seen in
your
scrimmages?
We went to Independence last Tuesday for our first really hitting an ugly colored jersey. And,
I like that.
I thought some of the young kids responded well. Obviously, we have a lot of work to do. Last Friday, we scrimmaged Brookside. I know you just signed with Brookside previously. We scrimmaged Brookside last Friday. So, you know, I think our young kids transitioning these scrimmages, I think they did a really good job transitioning. You know, what we need to really worry about is not only the young kids, but up front. You know, up front, we do have a couple seniors and juniors and sophomores, but, you know, the football is going to be won in the trenches. And we need to get better, definitely in the trenches, that's for sure.
Tell us how good this team can be. Once those young kids kind of get the feel of playing under the lights and get the feel of how quickly the varsity game is played, how good can this team be?
From my perspective, looking at the last 4 years, skill-wise, it's the best group of skills that I've had since I've been there. Now, that being said, they're also 15 years old, most of them. So how quickly can they grow up is going to determine how successful the Sailors are going to be in 2016. And then, like I said, up front, we definitely got to get better up front and to control those trenches to have a chance to be successful.
Coach, we appreciate you coming on. I know we've got that Firelands game, the one that's never going to go away. We've got that game on WEOL this year. But, again, congratulations on getting into the SBC. As you said, that's a great conference. It's a great fit for you guys. It'll be nice to talk to you on the forecast show throughout the weeks and talk about a local game with some local interest and not a long bus ride for you.
Looking forward to that. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob. We appreciate it. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Rob DeRay, the head coach of the Vermilion Sailors, joining us here at the